on. They said that they were going to replace it, but then so far they haven't done so.
So it was a man-made monument?
No, it was just there.
It was just there.
It was a great big rock. It was beautiful, and that was why they gave it the name of Monument Lake.
Okay. Well, I just wondered when you said they were going to replace it, how they would...
I'm not sure how they would go about doing it. I really am not, but it's been said that they will replace it.
Really?
And I mean, I felt very bad when I saw that it was gone, because it's the minute you drive by there, that's the first thing you look for, is that monument.
How big was it?
Well, I imagine if you went out in a boat, I'd say it was as large as this room anyway.
Oh, okay.
But from the shore, it wouldn't look that large.
Right. Is that a very big lake?
Yeah, it's a pretty good sized lake.
What kind of activities do they do out there?
Fishing. We get a lot of our drinking water comes from up that way.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
There in North Lake, right? See, I think they have a picture of the monument.
Yeah.
See, there it is. Wow. And it completely cracked.
Yeah.
And it's a solid rock.
Yeah.
And what's so disturbing, it just cracked all of a sudden, and it just sunk right into the...
Guess it was time, huh? That really does look like a monument, like some sort of stone.
It's beautiful.
It's really beautiful.
The scenery is gorgeous up there.
What mountain is this? Do you know?
Yeah, that's the Wahatoyas. Wouldn't that be the Wahatoyas? That's these two mountains that's going towards Walsenburg. Those
Spanish peaks.
Oh, yeah, those are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, my, those are beautiful. That's really sweet. Do they get many boats on the lake? Speedboats or?
No.
Not speedboats, but if you had a little boat and you wanted to go out and do a little fishing.
Right.
Do the pedaling, you know.
Do they keep people, like speedboats, off the lake?
Yeah, and then there's little cabins up there, and then they have the Miramonte, which is a big dining room where you can eat up there.
Sweet.
And at one time, they used to even have dances up there. They
really?
They got a great big dance hall upstairs.
Really? For people out there for the summer?
Well, if you wanted to say you were having a reunion,
right,
and you wanted to go up there and have your dinner up there, then you had an orchestra and you wanted to have the dance.
All right.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. Did you have places in your house growing up where you could store things? Did you have closets or?
In fact, the thing is, in those olden days when they built those houses, for some unknown reason, I don't know whether they just couldn't afford clothes or what, but they didn't have any closets. They didn't. My dad's house, there was no closets. He had to build them. Mm-hmm. He actually had to build the closets. And I thought to myself, me with all these clothes, where am I going to put them, you know?
That's why I ask. I know some people...
But in the olden days, they did... Well, they had so many kids that I guess they had to just stick a bed in every corner and any empty space.
Right. You mentioned you had three bedrooms. Were those upstairs then?
Yeah. The downstairs was the basement.
Okay.
That's where it was. That's where the coal furnace was, and my mother used to have her washroom downstairs.
That's good. Did you have a place above the bedrooms that you could store stuff at all?
Not really. In my particular bedroom, they had built some closets, and then he built some cabinet space where you could put store luggage or stuff like that.
So the house didn't have an attic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do houses around, do you hear them?